Back at the Resch Center in Green Bay, Bowling Green pulls out an overtime victory over the Phoenix 81-78 to improve to 8-4 on the season. We continue with our Wood County Hospital postgame show, joined by head coach Michael Huger now to talk about a road victory for his team and when they had to do it the hard way. And in more ways than one, coach, both teams really struggled to shoot the ball tonight. From your team's perspective, talk about the poor shooting and what maybe led to it.
I don't know if this led to it, but, you know, we had a time off. So we had finals last week. We were a little bit rusty. I saw coming into playing tonight in the first half. We try to simulate a game as much as possible in practice, but it's not the same as a game. That was the thing I thought, you know, had us a little bit rusty in the game. And, you know, as far as shooting, we got the looks that we wanted. We had a lot of open looks that we missed shots on. I'm disappointed in the turnovers that we had, but it was dead ball turnovers and not live ball turnovers, so they didn't get a chance to go out and transition. So don't mind that, but you know, still turnovers, 16 turnovers is way too much for us, a team that averaged, I think, 11 or 12 turnovers a game.
Now, Rod Caldwell, since the North Carolina trip, when he really went off, has been struggling, and through the first half tonight had only 4 points. Then he goes off in the second half, especially in overtime, and he goes 6 of 6 of the line, ends up with 21. And I don't remember exactly the time frame, but he hit a big three, I think, to give you the lead or stretch the lead or something. That seemed to turn the light on for Rod.
It turned the light on. He definitely hit a big three, and defensively he was great. Got the ball to the right people in the second half. Thought he did a great job of leading our team. And that's what it's all about. You know, those guys stuck together. The main thing we worked on was defense. You know, still 78 points is a lot. They got a bucket at the end, so it was really 76, you know. But I thought our defense was really good. We stuck together well, made them take tough shots, and we were able to rebound the ball. We out-rebounded them by two, so a lot of missed shots. So we had 57 rebounds to 55. So did a good job on the boards, especially DeMaggio Wiggins with 16. He had another double-double tonight with 16 and 13 points. So he was huge for us, and he's starting to see that double team and recognize that double team and able to make the right decisions. And now our guys just have to finish the shots.
Yeah, first half, 8-0 second chance points in favor of Green Bay. Second half, you guys come up with a dozen second chance points. Was it just about effort on the offensive glass?
It was definitely about effort going after them. We wanted to be much tougher on that end and going after offensive rebounds, but we wanted to be tougher on the defensive boards as well. You know, we gave up, I think, 10 points we gave up 10 offensive rebounds in the first half, and definitely wanted to clean that up. And, you know, our guys did a tremendous job of cleaning that up and not giving them extra points, and that was the difference in the game.
Well, in regulation, you only give up 62 points, which would have been one of your best performances of the season. In fact, would have been your best point total of the season. You hold them to 34% shooting. What was specifically good about your defense tonight?
Straight line drives. Our guys were able to contain the straight line drive. Leading up to this game, we were getting beat on straight line drives by, you know, whoever. And tonight, I thought we did a great, great job of containing the straight line drives. Antoine Lillett came in and gave us a big spark defensively. He was really big, rebounded the ball well for his position. So he did a great job there. And he got a big stop to send it into overtime. You know, he was able to keep Cohen, you know, under wraps and get him to turn the ball over, and they didn't even get a shot off in regulation. So Antoine was big. Matt Fox was huge, didn't play much, and then came in at the end and was able to knock down two big free throws. Ice cold off the bench. It's cold in this arena, and Matt Fox was huge, and he did a great job of inbounding the ball, and that's the most important thing. You got to get the ball in, and so you want to have guys who's able to do that, and Matt Fox was huge. So hats off to Matt Fox for sitting there and getting in and being able to, you know, ice the game for us, so to say.
Coach, in overtime, you guys got to a two-possession lead relatively quickly, and then really I think the key was you didn't make any mistakes, including free throws, turnovers, empty possessions, none of that. Once you got the two-possession lead, it seemed like you kept control.
Oh, we definitely did, and you know, wanted to stay smart on defense and make them take tough shots, and wanted to use some clock on the offensive end. They started to foul right away, and we had the ball into our best free-throw shooters' hands. We had the best free-throw shooters out there on the court, and they were able to come through. Big free throws down the stretch. DiMaggio hit two big ones to tie the game up at the end, and Rod hit some big ones in overtime, and that's what it's all about, you know. And Justin Turner was great tonight, and you know, he had some big shots, some big drives, and never stopped and kept going to the hole hard, and we got the calls.
All right, Coach, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, and I love Christmas right about now. So going home to spend some time with my family back in BG. So hello to my wife, Tanya, and son, Michael. I know they're listening.
Absolutely. Thanks,
right,
Coach.
Thank you.
Falcons will celebrate Christmas with a victory under the Christmas tree, 81-78 in overtime here in Green Bay. More of our Wood County Hospital postgame show coming up. You're listening to Bowling Green Basketball from Learfield.